Welcome to COFSI Cast, podcasts that are designed to help you achieve academic success, brought to you by the University of the Free State Student Affairs in partnership with the Center for Teaching and Learning. And today we have colleagues on from the Faculty for Humanities. We're talking about student engagement protocol. With me at the moment, I have Zane, who's the academic facilitator and officer at the Office of the Dean. Zane, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, and yourself, Gerben?
I am fantastic. Also, we have Katlego from a student academic. Well, she's a student academic advisor. Katlego, how are you doing?
Good, thanks, and yourself, Gerben?
I'm great. And lastly, we have William, who's the deputy chair of the Humanities Council. William, how are you doing today?
Hi, Gerben. I'm well, and yourself?
Lekker. Thank you so much for asking. Now, Zane, if we can start off with you, what is the student engagement protocol when dealing with student complaints or with concerns?
All right. Well, Gerben, firstly, thank you for affording us this opportunity once again to participate in the podcast on the student engagement protocol with you for the faculty and, of course, my team members, Katlego and William. When we look at the student engagement protocol and what it is, one of the most important factors is that knowing how to handle student complaints is an essential skill for not only the faculty, but also its staff and students alike. As when not addressed properly, complaints can be a source of unpleasantness, particularly when the student goes up the chain of command looking for resolution. The main purpose of the student engagement protocol is to provide guidelines to students regarding academic and non-academic complaints, so that problems, whether of an academic nature or otherwise, can be addressed effectively. And we then also find that the protocol is able to achieve other aspects also. For example, streamlining the protocol for students to follow with regard to academic and non-academic complaints. It clarifies the communication channels to be followed for resolving student problems with regard to, again, both academic and non-academic matters. It also allows for increased awareness of lecturers, administrative staff, and students of the protocol itself, while importantly increasing the efficiency of the class representative system and utilizing the class representative system to solve problems. We can also say that it strengthens the relationship or the link between the student, the class representative system, academic staff, support staff, departments, the faculty, the student council, and the student representative council itself, so as to ensure efficiency and coordination with regard to student governance issues. And lastly, in general, the faculty follows an open door policy with regard to dealing with student complaints or concerns, and as such, students are welcome to inquire and make use of this protocol.
Zane, on that note, what are the communication channels that students can follow?
Well, faculty and staff are often the first point of contact for many students. In this particular case, students' first point of contact would be the student or class representative. The basic principle is that a problem should be solved at the lowest level first. Here, for instance, the student or the class representative is approached by the student and will meet with the student and take the student's concerns, or their complaints, or their messages, and inform the lecturer, for example, of this. If the matter is still unable to be resolved between the two parties, then of course your academic head of department should arrange a meeting between students and lecturers to try and resolve the issue at hand. After this, should the matter persist, it may be escalated to the Office of the Dean and beyond, and that is what Katlego will speak on a bit more later on. However, it is important for all registered students to know what procedures to follow when they have academic and or non-academic concerns. The same goes for all academic and administrative staff to also be aware of these procedures.
Zane, what is important for students or staff to do and to remember when dealing with complaints or difficult situations?
Okay. There are a number of things to remember and take into consideration, both by students and staff. These can include, for example, not to personalize the situation. In other words, in saying that, taking a deep breath and look at the situation as objectively as possible. Identify the specific behaviors of concern. So students must clearly state their concern, and staff should establish what the concern is by asking if it is not apparent. It is important to avoid creating an adversarial relationship where there is no room for movement between parties involved. As mentioned earlier, it is best to try and avoid unpleasant situations. Be open-minded, calm within these situations. Then also look for the educational opportunity in this. Students must remember to always make sure that their concerns or complaints are academically related in one way or another. Professional communication should also be maintained throughout this process. It is also important to address inappropriate, disruptive, or concerning behavior from the beginning. The longer students or staff wait to address an issue, the longer and more difficult it is to resolve. It is also advised to make use of I statements, and this is very important in particular for our students. So for example, when they go and see a lecturer or the student representative, the lecturer or the student representative might say then, "I am happy to discuss this or speak with you about this matter." A student on the other hand might say, "I have the following problem." All right, and that's just as an example. But also very importantly, it is important to maintain records of interaction, whether these are over email or in person. So please keep it is advised for students to please keep a track record of emails or notes to avoid, for example, situations being dragged out and being postponed, or even cases of he or she said.
Zane, what are some of the example situations that you can give us?
All right, so with regards to the student protocol or the student engagement protocol, it deals mainly with the following situations, such as, for example, policy-involved situations. So this might involve, for example, concerns or issues related around academic dishonesty, in other words, plagiarism, for instance. It also deals with seeking solutions for interpersonal challenges. For example, the student might approach the lecturer or the lecturer approaches the student with an interpersonal challenge, which includes students feeling unfairly treated in assessments. It also deals with seeking solutions for teaching and learning challenges. So for example, preparedness for class, communication skills in class, support for learning and assessments as well. Then it also seeks solutions for formative, predicate or final continuous assessment mark challenges. So for example, reviewing a student's predicate or final continuous assessment marks.
Katleo, if I can ask you, what happens when student complaints cannot be resolved by the department?
Hi, Gerben. Just want to thank you for this opportunity. When a complaint is not resolved on a departmental level, the matter will then be referred to the dean's office by the academic head of department, and they need to also submit a resolution file. As Zane mentioned, there must be a paper trail, there must be a record of everything so that we are able to investigate and to intervene accordingly. The dean and the SRC will thus negotiate further on this resolution processes. Each case will be dealt with fairly in line with the general rules, and there are key factors to always keep in mind when dealing with these situation or these complaints that students should always be aware of. Some decision may be resolved and some may not be resolved due to insufficient information regarding the case or due to the case not being in line with the general rules. We are an institution which is guided by rules and regulation, which must always be followed by both the university staff and by students. So students should always be aware of the general rules that their case will also be resolved according to the general rules. And students should also avoid forwarding their cases straight to the dean's office or to the SRC, because if proper guidelines or proper protocols are not followed at a departmental level, it will be pushed back to the department to be resolved there first. And furthermore, if students push their request straight to the dean, it prolongs the time which the case can be resolved. So that should always be avoided. And in a case where the class representative in a specific module, please contact, if you do not know your class representative in a specific module, please contact me on my email, which is mabulanak@ufs.ac.za. I will refer students straight to the department or to the council, the student, the faculty council, to assist. Because in some cases, you find that some department did not select a class rep. So the student council will then come in and try to see if they can resolve the matter with the department.
What does the role and responsibilities of the class representative entail in the student engagement protocol?
Hi, Gerben. So student or class representative sounds extremely formal, first of all. So I just want to make it open to students to understand that we are there to help. That's why we are elected, and when you have a problem, we should be the first people that you consider contacting. So it is to represent the student voice to the Faculty of Humanities Student Council. Our role is also to liaise between the lecturer and the class. Also to familiarize yourself with humanities student engagement protocols, then you can contact us. Also to gauge the views of the students in the class and to arrange to give students the chance to give both positive and negative feedback on their modules to the relevant lecturers. As I said, we are there to help, so you contact us and we can speak to the lecturers for you. It's also to give feedback from meetings where the students' concerns were raised with the members of staff, and to work with other class representatives where there is an issue or an event that involves more than 1 year. Also to assist in faculty initiatives such as Open Day, Welcome Address, Student Orientation, the Career Fair, etc. in order to pass on experience to new students that staff and non-humanities students cannot do. Also to continue, it's important to attend or rearrange a delegate to attend the regular meetings between the class representatives and the head of department in order to raise the students' concerns. These meetings are arranged by the departmental head at least twice per year, March or April and August or September. The minutes and recordings of such meetings will be submitted to the faculty council so that the dean's office can receive it for recording purposes.
What role does the Faculty of Humanities Student Council have in relation to the class representatives?
So the council's relationship with the representatives is there to represent the student voice in an objective and mature manner on the faculty level. It's also to refer unresolved cases on a departmental level to the dean's office. We also give feedback regarding resolved cases to the class reps so that the class rep can communicate appropriately to the student. As a class representative, the council is here to assist you as you represent the students in your respective departments, and you are always welcome to reach out as we walk the journey together, ensuring that the voices of the students are heard.
Gertlich, previously you mentioned some contact details. Maybe you can just repeat that and maybe other important contact information?
Thank you, Gerben. As I said, if students do not know who their class representatives are, they can contact me. They can send me an email on Mabulana K, which is capital letter M for mother and small letter A, B U L A N A and capital letter K at ufs.ac.za, or send the student council an email on humanities, it's all small letters, fsc at ufsforlife.ac.za. Let me just repeat the emails again. My email is Mabulana, it's mabulanak at ufs.ac.za. And the student council's email address is humanities, F sc@uffor.ac.za. For life, it's the four instead of four of the F. So just note that, please.
Thank you very much, Katlego, Student Academic Advisor at the Faculty of Humanities. We also had Zane, Academic Facilitator, and also at the Office of the Dean, and William, Deputy Chair of the Humanities Council. Thank you. This was a Kofsi Cast, podcasts that are designed to help you achieve academic success, brought to you by Kofsi FM in partnership with the Center for Teaching and Learning.